Hey everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes Podcast episode 46, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So today I want to talk about the concept of componentizing everything. Now, the idea of components have existed for a very long time in many different forms, like modules, packages, classes. There's many different names to the idea of components, and it's essentially just building blocks for software. It can be for design, for code, but also really for anything like in architecture or anything in real life outside of software. But I really just want to talk about the benefits of componentizing and how it became more popular recently thanks to style guides and front-end UI frameworks. So componentizing aims to solve a major problem in software, actually a couple of problems, and those are developing and maintaining and testing your application's code. So if you are building a monolithic application, which is the traditional style of building an application, that means that the code exists as a single unit. You know, you're looking at the entire application. You're not breaking it down into smaller functional units. Instead, everything kind of exists as a whole. And you can imagine how developing new features becomes a problem because you just keep on adding onto that existing code. You're not, if you make a new feature, you may potentially break an existing feature because you're adding on top of that existing code. And that becomes a problem also with maintaining and testing the application because, you know, if you're taking a legacy application, you want to make some updates to it, you risk breaking something. And also just trying to understand the code as well. If it's all just a one big thing, you know, you have to understand the whole application, even though you just want to make an update to like the header or just update some link. You have to go and dig and find how, you know, how that integrates into the whole entire application, as opposed to just making an update in one small area and knowing kind of for certain that you're not going to break anything else. Now, in terms of testing, if everything is a monolithic application, that becomes a lot harder to test as well, because if you had componentized everything, then you could test every small piece of functional code. Instead, though, you have to test kind of the entire thing. It becomes a lot harder if, you know, if someone develops a new feature. You're testing that part as well, but you're testing the whole application. It's kind of hard to describe, but componentization solves these problems. Componentization makes it easier to reason about your application because you're breaking everything up into smaller chunks. So think of like Lego blocks. If you want to build a house or some robot or something out of those Lego pieces, you're taking small pieces, different shapes and sizes. Those pieces can function on their own, right? You got like a wheel, you got a square, a rectangle. Those, like, you can look at that and you know exactly what it's for, what it does. But then you put those pieces together to build up the entire structure, the house or the robot, whatever it might be. And you can see how those pieces work together at that point. But if you want to change just one part of it, you don't have to, you know, take apart the whole thing or understand how the whole thing works. Instead, you just update that one small piece. So the same thing can be said about software, being able to go into a small piece of code and seeing how it's kind of independent from the rest of the code. You know, it's a single component, it's a single function. You can fully understand how that small piece works, and it might help to understand how that's integrated in the entire application, but you can usually be for certain that updating that small piece is not gonna destroy everything else. So that makes developing new features easier because you're just developing new components. Makes maintaining that code a lot easier because you know that you're not going to break something. You can go in and, you know, not have to understand a whole lot to update. And then for testing, this makes testing a lot easier as well because you're just testing every single component. And so it's almost like your application is built up of little tiny applications. It's kind of the concept of microservices. I'm not going to dive into that, but it's kind of the same thing where you just, you know, have a singular functional component that that works on its own. It's got its own tests. It's got its own, you know, documentation maybe. And you use all of these little components to build up bigger components, which then build up your entire application. Now, this is also very important when it comes to UI. So not just code, it could just be for designers, anyone that's wanting to standardize a set of UI components, like visual user interface components, like buttons, drop-downs, tables, grids, all of that sort of stuff, even like colors and fonts. You can create something called a style guide. And a style guide just displays all of those standards so anyone can reference it, so they can see which button is the best one to use. It'll give you a set of buttons that you should stick to, using like a primary button, a secondary one, maybe like a warning one, and then also seeing which colors that you should stick to as well. But the idea of a style guide actually, I believe, popularized the idea of components, because a style guide would have those standard list of components that anyone adhering to the style guide should use. And it, you know, you can have like a component in your application match exactly with a component in the style guide, because that component you can just bring into anywhere you want. It's just a singular functional, like independent component that can just work on its own, but you pull that in and you use it in ways in which it integrates within your application. And so a designer can create a style guide and create a working style guide as well. So if you have a designer like working in some sort of mock-up application like Sketch or Photoshop, Illustrator, whatever, they can create those sets of components and then push those off to developers. The developers can create a style guide. There's many different systems in place as well. But basically, like, the idea of components, I feel like, just because everyone were sharing these style guides, the importance of components, really dive to the surface of the community. And then front-end frameworks like React, Angular, Vue, because they also take the concept of components very strongly, they give it a lot of importance. Like, everything is in React is essentially a component, and you have to create a component for everything. So if you're building a page, that has to be a component. If you're building a button, that has to be a component. And you can use, the HTML elements by themselves, but React really does enforce the idea of like, okay, you want to create a component that has that button tag in there, that HTML markup, in which you then go ahead and use in your other components. And this really kind of opened my mind to just componentizing everything. My idea of building UI has really changed because this has just benefited me greatly, making up really small components. I sometimes like look at a component and see what else I can abstract out of it, because this also helps with the idea of not repeating yourself. There's this acronym called DRY, don't repeat yourself, and it's really important in code, especially because you don't want to have to copy and paste any code, because that really hurts maintenance. You want to just be able to go into a single area and update it. So componentizing helps in design, it helps in development, and I also mentioned how it could help in many other things like architecture. It could help in like writing also, if you just break things down, even like a to-do list, right? Actually wanted to do a topic where I talk about handling big tasks by breaking those tasks down into smaller, more achievable tasks. And that just really helps with getting those tasks done. So this concept of componentizing, I think, is really important. I think it's really beneficial, and I hope that it's something that you look into if you haven't already. And if you already are, see how you can go into it even farther by breaking things down farther than you thought was possible. So hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to do more topics like this in the future, just kind of talking about like concepts that can apply to multiple different things. So yeah, hopefully you found this useful. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. So peace.